The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Recognizing the bold ambition of young businesses, Emerging Enterprise Award 2019.
And you can always find out more about Emerging Enterprise Award at their website, eeaward.com. And who better to tell us more? Brian Tay, who's co-founder of XM Studios, one of the top three winners at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Now, Emerging Enterprise Award honors young businesses under 10 years old, and 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Brian, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
XM Studios, building things, mm-hmm. building figurines.
Yes.
How did the parents feel about that was the one thing I wanted to ask you when you graduate from school and you're still playing with toys, yes. so to speak.
Yes, yes. Well, it's actually quite ironic because when, you know, we were young and we were always playing toys and the parents always come and say, stop, put away your toys and study, you know. You can't do anything out of playing toys. And, well, we proved them wrong, right? So, we are very happy now. Every morning we wake up and we just go into the studios and we design and create all these toys. It's a little bit like that movie Big. So we haven't really grown up. We're still reading comic books, playing video games and, you know, watching movies and all. So it's pretty good stuff.
Hey, Brian, I can relate. Talk to us about the business model. What was it about it you think that EE Award found innovative and forward-thinking?
So before we took participate in EE, one of the reasons why we started this business was we felt that there was a gap in a kind of a high-level quality kind of luxury market for all these collectibles. So we see, you know, we're thinking that we see all these women buying all these high-end bags and shoes and queuing up, and we're thinking we need to do something for the guys. So
they can buy high-end shoes and bags,
they
too.
They can, but I think the little boy in all of us, right, the little kid in all of us, I think we never truly grow up. And so we decided to go into all these comics characters that we've been reading since young and make what we call sculpted art forms.
Life-size stormtrooper type of situation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So we decided to do that. And I think a lot of it resonated with a lot of people. They felt, wow, this is kind of a cool thing now. And I think the other thing that made us stand out was that we were not just importing stuff to sell. We were actually creating it ground up in Singapore. And it's kind of unheard of for a small company in Singapore to be doing iconic characters like Captain America, Batman, Superman. So it was very refreshing for a company to be based on making toys in Singapore. So I think that was one of the USPs that we had. Yeah.
Talk to us about how you think you came up against, say, the perception that, you know, toys or the big players, for example, would have the best toys. Obviously, if it's not coming out of, say, these larger entities, I can't be assured of its quality.
Well, yeah, that was one of the initial challenges we had, because when we first started, we're based in Singapore, and these characters we're creating are all kind of Western pop cultures in a way, right? So a lot of the fans or the nerds, you know, they were like, who is this company? Where is Singapore even? Like, are they part of Malaysia or part of China?
And what would they know about my favorite characters,
what would they know about
right?
Captain America and all that? So the first year was quite tough. We had a lot of hate mail in a way, like, who you guys? Why are you doing to our beloved icons and all that? But once the work started coming out and people started owning in their hands and doing reviews, so social really helped us a lot. So a lot of people collect and they take pictures and they share. And people start saying, actually, no, these guys are not too bad. And they started to learn more about us. And then we started to attend a lot of conventions. We went around and
hawking your wares.
Hawking our wares and you know, shaking hands on the ground, meeting people and local collectors, because we are collectors ourselves. And from there, I think we kind of struck off with a lot of the heartstrings and everything. And people started to like the company more, the products we come up more. And I think that's kind of how we grew from there. But it wasn't easy. It took us about 2 years before people kind of like recognize or acknowledge us as a proper collectibles company.
Yeah. It almost sounds like your scalability took on a life of its own. Thanks to social media, I suppose, and the conventions that you attended.
Yeah.
Would you say majority of your orders come from abroad now?
Yes, about 70% of our sales come from overseas. So we work with a lot of distributors that are placed in all different parts of the world, and they really push a lot to help us get our brand known. So thank you, guys. Yes.
Brian, let's talk about XM Studios' journey to winning the award. You're one of the top three winners at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Why did you take part? Why did you decide to get yourself nominated?
Well, it started off innocently because we were just like any other business looking for business loans, and we got in touch with OCBC. And I think through the process, they've been really helpful in understanding our needs. And along the way, they shared with us, we actually have this EE award, and we think you guys kind of qualify for it. You guys should totally go for it. So we're like, why not? Since we've done stuff that people think that we couldn't do, and so might as well give it a try. So when we took part in it, I think they explained to us that it will help us in a journey through a journey understand our business better, how to position it across to the general mass market, and to also to investors. So I think that was a one of the key things we thought. It'd be great to join this and participate in this.
So did you think at any one stage you would win? Come on.
To be honest, not really. Because why? A lot of the participants, we are all doing great stuff. We were doing like bioscience, and they were improving lives and everything. And
But you're unique.
We're doing a unique thing. Very unique. And I think halfway through, we realized that, hey, actually, we are doing the same stuff. We're helping people over the world enjoy entertainment, escape from their daily lives, and it's actually it's a business like any other. So
hobbies is a serious business too, right, Brian?
Well, it's a pretty serious business.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people know all about movies, but I think a lot of people do not realize that the movies typically might not be the biggest money making generator for most of the companies. It's actually
the paraphernalia. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the items that comes from it, right? Shoes, bags, and collectibles. Yeah. So that's the part that we focus on.
I also asked a previous winner, so come day of the award ceremony, you're sitting there not thinking you'd win, and then your name is announced. How did it feel?
It's kind of like a Hollywood movie drama, because we were the very last one to be us on the stage. So at that point in time, when they announced all the winners, and the last one was about to be announced, we were thinking, and me and my partner were looking at each other like, oh no, I don't think we actually got in. But it was a good try anyway. So we were totally kind of unprepared in a way. And when they announced it, it was like, for us, it was like a scene in Rocky. So, my partner went out.
Slow music starts.
Slow music starts.
You stand and raise your arms.
He raised his arms. I was like, just laughing at him. And I think he actually teared on stage. I got a video of it. So, it was a very humbling moment. It was a very happy moment for us. Yeah.
So throughout the experience, you got to learn more about your business, obviously, as OCBC talked you through the process, what can be done better, etc. Winning. What do you think was the best thing that came out of it? Beyond the bragging rights, of course.
Right. Yeah. I think one of the biggest value that we find out participating is that it's not just OCBC, right? It's a kind of a group of companies. So they have RSM, they have INSEAD. So these different disciplines and different subject matter experts, they all participated by guiding us on how to refine our business model, how to look at certain gaps and how to address them. So to me, that was more valuable than the award itself, because those are actually real life lessons we otherwise wouldn't get exposed to. And the other thing was that when you participate, you get to know all these peers, and they all run so different businesses. But then you kind of have similar business challenges, and then when you become friends, and then you have opportunities as well. So I think that those part of it is I think the true value of participating in this award.
Oh, come, Brian, don't be shy. Tell us about the prizes. And how that helped?
The prices is definitely great. They extend certain business loans to help you expand your business, as well as I think I'm signed up for a course, a 2-week course at INSEAD for understanding more about managing a business. So it's all personal skills that it upgrades. There's also a masterclass by Mastercard that sends you across overseas with all the other winners and to really kind of go through special classes to understand things. So far, I think probably one of the more I will feel important thing for us would be a session with a RSM, which is a finance company that teaches us how to manage our books, how to do better way to manage our operational costs and everything. I think that has been a really good value for us.
Brian Tay is co-founder at XM Studios. Brian, tell us about what it's been like since you've won.
Well, since we've won, We've been getting a lot of more attention from prospective investors. People call us up and say, "Hey, you guys run a pretty cool business," and then they would like to look at our business model and see if there's ways they could be part of it. We also have a lot of opportunities from peers in the industry who wants to collab. They're like, "Hey, can we collaborate and do something together?" One of the a company would be Mighty Jackson from Mighty Jacks, good friend of ours. So we are working together on creating new things together. So I think in one word to summarize, it will be network opportunities and a lot more new friends.
Brian, what advice would you have for, say, would-be entrants this year? How to keep calm during the whole process? What to do when you ultimately win?
Well, I think it's for my personal advice is not to get too hung up about thinking about winning, because end of the day, the decision lies with the judges. Don't get stressed over that. Just focus on what you're doing, what your business is about, and bring out your passion. And they will try to guide you to a place where it's very, useful or relevant to the enterprise awards. So I think they will guide you. Don't have to get too stressed about it. But just remember that they are all nice people. So don't get freaked out when you're in front of all of them. Yeah.
So Brian, the award now sits in your office, pride of place, I'm sure. Is it business as usual back at XM Studios?
It is business as usual, with a lot more phone calls and a lot more meetings opportunities. So it's nothing but up for us right now. Yeah.
EEAward.com is where you can find out more about the Emerging Enterprise Award. 2019 marks 12 years. They've been celebrating business innovation, resilience and excellence in SMEs. We've been talking to Brian Tan, who's co-founder of XM Studios, one of the top three winners at Emerging Enterprise Award 2018. Belated congratulations.
Thank you.
How rude of me. Thanks so much for coming, Brian.
Pleasure.
This interview is brought to you by Emerging Enterprise Award 2019, presented by OCBC Bank and The Business Times. Visit our website at eeaward.com and send in your application now.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.